for the rain to fall as heavy as it has, which is a little bit of a surprise to us, and obviously it's halted our progress in one, gathering points, and two, trying to win the game. So very frustrating, but some really terrific performances from our lads, obviously when we did play in the early part of the game.
May said he thought it was your best opening bowling spell of the season. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's with all respect to Matt Henry, who's bowled some very good spells for us and probably not picked up the wickets, but I thought Joe and Barney bowled really well with that new ball, and Jack did a great job as well. So the three of them, you know, bowled extremely well. They bowled a good heavy line and length, and nipped the ball around and swung it a little bit, and enough to take the edge or get the wickets.
And most of your batters have now had a good knock.
Yeah, you know, terrific really that in this game the two centurions, double century from Dolly and 100 from Clarkie, two products once again of our academy system. It's really good to see you know, our young players playing so well. We pride ourselves in developing players, and to see them bearing some fruit now is a great sort of achievement, but also very satisfying, because you know, we do like to play English players at Worcester, as you know, and to develop them is even better.
The rain, as we say, you've lost another 2 days here. I think it's something like 45% of your cricket's been lost to the weather. Is that taking a bit of momentum at your season?
Well, I'll probably be able to tell you that in a week's time, but at this stage, I think, you know, we've never really got going in this championship, and yet we've put in some great performances. Have we had 600 so far in the games that we could play? So, you know, there's been some terrific batting, and if we keep playing like that, you know, wins are around the corner, but, you know, we've got to make sure that we do keep playing like that, and it is frustrating. The lads were desperate to try and get some more points, but sadly to be, the conditions as well as what's coming down from upstairs with the rain is making life very difficult for us.
Do you think this will make any difference to the pitches? Because a lot of games have been drawn, there's been very few positive results, even when games have gone the full distance. Do you think people will be looking to sort of make it more bowler-friendly?
Oh, I think that sides will start to be a little bit more adventurous as the season unfolds. I think also groundsmen are starting to learn their parameters of what they can produce and what they can't produce. I mean, no groundsman wants his own side inserted and bowled out for 80, so they've probably been a little bit cautious. But having said all that, there's been some terrific wickets, and if you can bat with a solid defence, you can bat a full day, and that's what, you know, Alistair Cook did, that's what Brett D'Oliveira did, and that's nice to see. I hate the fact if the wicket goes all over the place and quality batsmen cannot survive against mediocre bowling, and that's not what we want for our cricket. And so we're now seeing people who can bat get runs.
You move on now, Sussex. You won't have Moeen Ali, will you?
No, but you know, it's been great to have Moeen with us. He's a really special person in our dressing room, and he's well loved by all our players and staff, and very well respected. He's an important figure in the way we do things at Worcester, and we all wish him well, hopefully in what will be some very interesting Test series.
You'll bring somebody in. Obviously, you need to bring a batsman in. Have you had thoughts about that?
Yeah, but we've obviously not sat down, myself and Daryl, to discuss it fully, but we've got ideas, I know that, between us, and we'll let you know as soon as we can.